010.
The former governor of Illinois, Blago, says I decided not to testify. Sometimes I have too big of a mouth. That's an understatement. Meanwhile, boy, oh boy, the Russian spy story gets bigger and bigger and bigger, particularly when you link it to the UK and revoking a citizenship. I'll explain all the ugly details on that. And BP shuts down the well work for now because they got a big fat storm that's hovering near the Gulf of Mexico. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney going down the highway with you of conversation here on America Tonight. Left, right, or undecided, doesn't matter what your stripes are. You have a chance to chime in at all times during the show at 800-259-5791. Or you can flip us an email. AmericaTonight.net. Really, truly, though, the big story has to do with race, lies, and, oh, the videotape and the USDA. A lot of people with egg on their face. It's the story of Shirley Sherrod. And if you haven't heard, sit back, put them up, and I'll explain. First, though, Robert Gibbs, the White House flack, talks about the fact that she was owed an apology, apologizes, and talks about all the facts being so important. That's what we often miss in some of these stories. Here's what he said.
Everybody involved made determinations without knowing all of the facts and all of the events. The secretary will apologize for the actions that have taken place over the past 24 to 36 hours. And on behalf of the administration, I offer our apologies. I think, without a doubt, Ms. Sherrod is owed an apology. I would do so certainly on behalf of this administration.
All right, and so he did. He apologized for the administration, as Gibbs said. But what Sherrod has been through, it's brutal what's happened, actually. And it just goes to show you, you never know by a little tiny slice of something that snowballed out of control. Now, there were some strange things surrounding a speech that she gave to the NAACP that looked pretty ugly, given the face value of the whole thing. But the White House does this about face suddenly. They beg for forgiveness from the black Agricultural Department employee who was forced to resign because it's embarrassing politically. It's been a firestorm. Of course it is. She was in her car, and they pretty much told her, could you please resign and send it over your BlackBerry? Now, if somehow you missed this story and you're 10 steps behind trying to figure out what I'm talking about, the controversy was this pressure that the White House put her under after this airing of a slice of video of some racial remarks that she made at an NAACP gathering. But they didn't have the whole story connected to it. She basically talked about her father being murdered by a white man, and it just was swept under the rug, and talked about the fact that it happened in the town over and over again, but then said how at one point a white farmer came to her, needed help, was going to go bankrupt, and she realized that there was a race problem and there was a way to bridge this gap, and she was going to help him, and she did. She helped the family. In fact, the family has come forward to stick up for her and say what a great job she did for them. So isn't it crazy? So it all starts with a little tiny slice of video on a website, and this was really to counterattack what's been happening with the Tea Party and the fact that they were dubbed racist. Because it was a conservative website, and the website said that she didn't do all she could do to help a white farmer 2 decades ago. But the fact of the matter is, she did. She didn't, the way the story came out in the beginning, it didn't sound like it, but then she did, she did, she did. She saved them from bankruptcy. Hey, the facts are the facts, right? So she was told to resign by the White House. And the NAACP also said she was racist, and they approved it and said she can't be there and she shouldn't be there. So this is a pretty embarrassing, you know, situation for them, to say the least. And she was a good employee as far as what her records showed and had been at the USDA for a very long time. So this incident is the latest in a series of race-related brouhahas to bubble up and gain some national attention since we have our first black president in Obama. It's crazy. If you think about it, it was about a year ago, if I'm correct. You know, I have that fuzzy math. But we were talking about the beer summit at the White House between a black Harvard educator, a white police sergeant who arrested him after confronting him at his own home. Remember that? And there have been a slew of other things that have bubbled up since then, including the new Black Panther Party members who threatened voters at a Philly polling place on the day that Obama was elected. But sticking just to this one, I'll tell you, everybody is piling in on this, too. I mean, everybody is saying she needs to be reinstated immediately. And what happened was it was a 2-minute, 38-second clip that I keep mentioning, this video clip that was posted on biggovernment.com and was put there as evidence that they were, the NAACP was hypocritical in their resolution condemning what they call racist elements of the Tea Party, which they were. They were absolutely complicit in that. And that videotape does show some of that. But the fact of the matter is it didn't really tell the whole story. To be honest, it didn't. Because she said her eyes were open, that whites were struggling just like blacks, and helping farmers wasn't so much about race, but was about the poor versus those who have. And people who knew this woman were quick to defend her, including, as I already mentioned, the wife of the white farmer who she talked about in the speech. They said, hey, listen, it's the Spooner family. If she hadn't helped us in getting us in the right direction, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't have our farm. So how crazy how this turned around. And a lot of people are sounding off on it, and certainly you can do that too. So the White House apologizes for what happened here. And over again, we were seeing these consistent screw-ups, and especially on the race side of things, which is always such a tough area to the label racist and the things that were being thrown out about some of the Tea Party members. That was a problem to begin with, so now you know you're just going to be shots back. And the bottom line is that the whole story wasn't out there. So now you got this fired ag worker who's trying to decide on a job offer to get the job back after the White House apologizes for the snafu. And it is a big snafu, no question about it. So, oh, now it becomes, do you think this woman should jump back into that situation? If you were Shirley Schrod, would you want that gig back after everything you've been back in the last 4 days? Imagine being told, pretty much by the White House, pull over, get out your BlackBerry, and send us your resignation. That might be pretty tough to not feel that bitterness and just kind of get over it. Unless they give her a big, chunky, fat raise, which how can they do that because she works for the government or would be working for the government again? All right, meet us on the flip side. We got odds and ends on ATN.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith, make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, so we move from the touchy subject of race and this woman, Shirley Sherrod, whether or not she's going to accept her job back at the USDA because they had the zero tolerance policy when it came to discrimination. So immediately after the little slice of videotape pops up on a conservative website, which was really a response to the Tea Party being called racist, well, you know, then there's knee-jerk reactions. And poof, the pressure is on to get her cut out of there. Like a cancer, let's cut her out and force her off the road even to give us the resignation so we can say we won't tolerate it. Then we have to eat our words again. More of the same thing. It's like a seesaw. I can't keep up with which end is up. All right, speaking of which end is up, let's play that game. Who gets the better deal? And you know what I'm going to say here, in Wall Street's reform, because that bill is now a reality. The president signing the Wall Street reform bill is happening. And this is the problem. The bill is supposed to supposedly strengthen consumer protection. Well, I guess you get a heads up on things that I'll say okay to that. But the reform bill that passed last week on a 60-39 vote is supposed to rein in those crazy complex, it would take me five shows to explain to you, financial products, and chop the head off of more of the bank bailouts. I think if the bank bailouts, it'll do that. But the problem is, and I know I'm parroting the same things, there is no doubt you're going to pay higher fees for one. And the other problem is the same thing that we've said over and over again. How can you have a legislation like this, which something they're, I'm not saying there couldn't have been some legislation, but how can you have legislation like this and completely ignore Fannie and Freddie? So when you talk about these complex products, and it's really derivatives, that are blamed for taking off or exacerbating the collapse of the financial companies like Lehman Brothers and AIG. Well, how, when those dominoes fall, how can you not do that with Fannie and Freddie? How can you not do that? I mean, all of us kind of favor, I think, I don't care, like when I talk about stripes, I don't care what your stripes are, I would say most of us would raise our hand and say, yeah, consumer protection, absolutely. I think Republicans and Democrats alike would agree to that. But the problem is it too tight? I mean, what is it going to be like to get a loan? What's it going to be like to try to get a loan? It's like squeezing blood from a stone. And you pretty much are ignoring the two biggest government-owned giants in Fannie and Freddie. And other than studying what happened, that's it. So will the bill do what it's supposed to do? The bill is being touted as something that will make business grow and add jobs. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says no. It's going to stifle growth. It's going to kill, execute jobs. John Boehner, who is always going to be on the massively conservative end of the spectrum anyway, said he's calling for the repeal of the reform bill. It's that bad for him. Now, there were Republicans who ponied up and voted yes, like Olympia Snow. This isn't a surprise. We knew this. Susan Collins and also Scott Brown. They voted for it and joined some of the Democrats to limit debate and just push ahead on this one. You know, even on the left side of the aisle, Russ Feingold from Wisconsin said, you know, it's not aggressive enough against Wall Street. And I think the thing is here, the bill doesn't end the endless bailouts of the Fannies, the Freddies. The breakup costs are passed on to the taxpayers. They will be again. I mean, look, you'll get some of those warning signs, and loans will be tighter. So how does that turn things around on the mortgage side? I can see that I could poke pretty easily some holes in this without diving into super specific things that would bore you to death and make you thinking when you tuned in you were listening to a bad version of CNBC without the Harvard-educated broads serving up which way the stocks went on the day. But they could have done a lot better with this. That's the problem I have. And ultimately, the sad, sad thing of it is, when you look at this, the decisions, fixing the things that have to be fixed, blah, 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 blah. I mean, to me, this isn't much different if it's supposed to be completely different from what Bush's policies were. It's not. If you're super, super rich, you're going to gain. If you're somewhere stuck in between, like you're making it, but you're not incredibly making it, then you're going to be overregulated. You're going to pay the price for this thing and forget the whole free market. You know, corporate greed isn't good for anyone. I mean, really, corporate greed isn't good in the long run. I guess not for the guy at the very top of the ladder if he's not getting indicted for something, because, of course, many of those dominoes fall, too. But if they're not doing anything illegal, but there's enough corporate greed that they've got their hands in everything, well, they're going to like that, and they're going to get their immediate gratification. But we're not going to get some satisfaction from this. If you're anywhere in the middle, it's not looking that way. I'm not trying to be cynical either, because I would really love to be optimistic about it, because some reform would have been good on this, absolutely. But from everything that I can tell and how it's been explained to me, it's not looking that way right now. It's looking like, ooh, this has a good chance to be a debacle. And, you know, even at the previous president was calling for pulling in and reforming Fannie and Freddie. That's the one thing I would have agreed with for sure. And that didn't happen. You might feel differently. Am I all wet on this? If I am, call me on it, 800-259-5791. If they had put Fannie and Freddie in there, I would have felt better about it. But because we are still bailing Fannie and Freddie out to the tunes of millions and millions of dollars, I don't see the difference. I don't see the big difference in the overall, except for that you're probably going to pay more when it comes to bank fees. And you're not getting much interest on that anyway, if you have any kind of a chunk of even a little bit of money. All right, here's something else on the other side of politics. Polls, and more polls for what they're worth, right? Now, the new poll that I happened to read today was the Quinnipiac University survey. And that hump day survey showed that 48% of the public thinks Obama doesn't deserve a second term in office. We were talking about this just in a previous show, with 4 in 10 saying he does deserve to be reelected. So let's crunch some more numbers and throw them at you just like they did. That's a 52 to 34% margin with independent voters who say that the president doesn't deserve reelection. So you take the overall numbers, 36% of people questioned the poll said they'd vote for Obama if the next presidential election were actually held, boom, today. 39% say they'd cast their vote for the Republican candidate. Didn't even care who it was. I'll just cast it for the Republican, which that could be kind of disastrous depending on who the person is, right? But the key is will this president be reelected? Half of all Americans think the president doesn't deserve reelection in 2012. And trust me, the people around the president are playing for another 4 years. This is what it's always about, hanging on to your political cachet when you've got a chip in the game. And the people around the president certainly have a chip in the game, but it's not looking real good at this point. But hey, you catch bin Laden, the economy turns around, and I don't think those polls would look the same. I think the polls would trend differently. But with a lot of people in trouble still, because I don't care what they say about the job numbers, and the job numbers are still ugly anyway, it's not looking good for most Americans who are working 2 and 3 jobs, including teachers. You got teachers that are in the classrooms with your kids, the future of America, who are probably so bloody exhausted they can barely keep their eyes open. And the reason is they've got families, they've got mortgages to pay, so they're working 2 and 3 jobs. They're working at call centers. They're working in retail centers after they get off of work. And sometimes they're working 60 hours or more a week. Ridiculous. That says that something's definitely gone awry in this country, right? All right, meet us on the flip side for We Can Count.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight, it's all about the numbers, right? So, 21 is the number of people who were treated at Denver hospitals and then released on Wednesday. Why were they treated at the hospital? Well, they were on a plane that was diverted to Denver. It landed safely. That was the good news the other night. The bad news, the flight left Dulles International Airport near Washington, and there were 255 people. It was a full boat. 10 crew members headed for L.A. At about 34,000 feet, it hit turbulence 90 miles from Kansas City, Missouri. People described it like the whole plane was dropping. Feds are saying they're investigating the incident, that it was a top priority to figure out what happened. It's the third time that passengers have been injured in turbulence on United flights in recent months. So if it's the third time, that has to raise, I think, some serious flags. What is this? What's causing these planes to do it? One passenger was just drenched in tomato juice because, of course, everything goes flying. Another witness said a woman was thrown out of her seat, hit her head against the ceiling. Another hit her head on the wall, leaving a crack near the window. Boy, that is frightening. And if you're on the plane and you have that kind of a severe drop, you just, I mean, you just have to think, this could this be the end? I mean, this is what you think when you're in that situation. Luckily, it wasn't the end. But I would say it's the end of United getting a pass on whatever seems to be causing these problems, because it is United that is facing the same problem now for the third time. Speaking of flights, the government says that, that tarmac thing? The government says 5 May flights sat on the tarmac for over 3 hours. This is the first month, that that new rule kicked in. Remember, you can't have to hang forever on the tarmac. We've heard the horror stories with JetBlue and other companies where people were stuck, crazy stories where they're stuck overnight on a plane even once, and the bathrooms are overflowing, there's no food, kids are screaming, everybody's at their wit's end, and they just will not turn around and go back. So that's the reason that this kicked in the first place. The money is pretty heavy, too, the maximum fine, and this is per passenger. I mean, check it out. It's per passenger, not for all the people on the plane. $27,500. If you don't return the people to the terminal when they're delayed for 3 or more hours, no exceptions. No exceptions. It has to happen. So 5 flights did that. Do the math. That's a whole lot of money. And United Airlines operated 4 of the 5 that were stuck. Not a big fan of United. I'm more of an American flyer because I've had my own problems with bags in the Philadelphia International Airport the few times I've been stuck and had to fly United. Let's go to another number. This is a fun number. The Beach Boys. I mean, who hasn't heard of the Beach Boys music, even if you didn't grow up in the Beach Boys era like I didn't, and probably many of you, or a lot of you anyway, listening didn't. Maybe some of you did. But the Beach Boys are considering, it's that fun, you know, beach music, just as the name appropriately says for the group, Beach Boys. They're considering a 50th anniversary reunion. They're going to do at least one show. They don't know where it's going to be. They're saying it's probably going to be free. Golden Gate Park in San Fran was mentioned. The National Mall in D.C. was mentioned. The North Shore of Chicago was a possibility. That was mentioned, too. So they may do a tour, or it just might be this one gig thing that they do. But that would be kind of cool to see that, maybe. I don't know how they would perform as musicians now, but you got to think, look at how long of the tooth some of the groups are out there. The Rolling Stones always sell out, always get huge numbers at their concerts. The Beach Boys, different kind of music and a whole different kind of feel, but I would have to think they would draw pretty good. Depending on the venues that they played, I would assume that the draw would be pretty high. Here's another interesting number, and we can count as we bounce around here a little bit. The impact of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill is still a big question mark. Of course it's a big question mark, because there's no way to completely wrap your arms around this whole thing. The information that's being pumped out, besides what was pumped out for all those days, the oil, showed that a rising unemployment numbers in Louisiana are just staggering. And the experts are warning that the disaster could cost up to 100,000 jobs. So then you take that number and you think about it, and the U.S. Department of Labor says Louisiana is among the U.S. states worst hit by this bill. And they were only one of 5 states across the country to see a rise in unemployment last month, the jobless rate up 0.2 points to 7%. So Louisiana is still below the national average, because the national average is really over 10, but the official number is 9.5. That's pretty sad. 100,000 jobs and billions of dollars in lost growth from the spill. That's a given. And if you wanted to go pessimistic on this, if the oil were to continue to spill through December, which let's hope that doesn't happen, because now they have the temporary cap, it seems to be working, got the relief wells being drilled. But if for some reason that weren't to happen, you would be looking at, even a crazier amount of jobs altogether that would be out of there, blown out of there. And then the money that would also be involved would be a crazy number that would be lost attached to that. And it's really the fishing and the aquaculture is what they call it, industry, that's really been sucked in the gut by the spill. And Louisiana and Florida are probably, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but I'm thinking they're probably the hardest hit because of Louisiana's dependence on fishing and oil extraction and Florida's heavy dependence on tourism. So different reasons, but both are being slammed pretty hard in that Gulf Coast region. You have the oystermen, the shrimpers, and all the others that were affected by the spill claiming spill damages from BP. They've set aside $20 billion in compensation, but, you know, hey, is that enough? And then the order is to just completely forget deep sea drilling, deep water drilling, has caused 33 rigs frozen in time pretty much, including 20 off of the coast of Louisiana. That's a pretty big number. That's a huge, huge number. And it's tough. It's going to be tough to immediately turn that around. Unless people just, I mean, I can't even think of a solution. It just reminds me so much in a different way when you would hear played over and over again George Bush at Ground Zero saying, people saying, what can we do? Come to New York, come to New York, come to New York. Well, they're saying the same thing in the Gulf. Come to the Gulf, come to the Gulf, come here. Don't be dissuaded by what you think has been ruined in our marshlands and elsewhere. Come, come, and come over and over again as fast as you can, because we need to fill the restaurants. We need to have people on the beaches, whatever it takes. But I don't think it's going to work in some of the areas that have already just been ripped apart by this. All right, and finally, for We Can Count, the proposed cap-and-trade bill, the estimate is it's going to cost 1.9 million jobs and slash the U.S. gross domestic product by up to $2.1 trillion. So the proposal, we know this right by now, because there's always some kooky name, and this one's just pretty bland, actually. It's pretty obvious. The American Power Act. And this would increase residential electricity prices up to 42%. Ooh, I think of my personal electric bill, and I have, you know, when you take the gamble and you do the fixed thing, boy, it can be crazy. And gas prices up to 18%. That is information that was released by the American Council for Capital Formation and the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. They put this all together. So I'm not liking that number 42. That's probably the worst number of any of the numbers that I just went through on We Can Count. Now, just so you know, to heap some more of this on you, the study, which is the Science Applications International Corp, they did it. They based it on assumptions provided by capital and small business groups. They looked at the bill's impact on manufacturing, yada yada, jobs, energy prices, and the overall U.S. economy. So there were some key things that were looked at in as to the direction that we're headed in. And boy, when I go back to that number, when I say 42%, if I said to any of you, hey, guess what? In 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is, a year from now, your electric bill is going up 42%. I'd be like, let's get the candles out. Time to light the candles. And I know what you know what I'm getting at here. Interesting stuff. We Can Count. Stretch Drive next.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't
hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, hanging with you coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies. And if you're out and about, please chime in. We talked about at the top Shirley Sherrod and the fact that now she's mulling over whether or not she's going to go back to the USDA after she was booted, told to resign immediately by the administration, and then they took it back. And you can make up your own mind. Some of you have sent me some interesting emails, and I do agree with part of what you're saying, because she did a speech at the NAACP where she was hammering the white people theme. She's a black woman who has worked for the organization for a long time, and for good reason. I mean, come on, folks. Her father was murdered by a white guy, wasn't convicted, tried of it, whatever, boom, was done, got out of it. And so there would be bitterness, certainly, that she would be carrying around there, and talked about some of the problems that were in the town where she grew up. And she said she did take that out a little bit on the farmer originally and then went back to help him, and that family has unprompted stepped forward when they were asked and said, listen, she doesn't step in. We don't have this farm anymore. We were going to go bankrupt. And the whole, you have to listen to the whole thing and get the context of it. There still is some ugliness, certainly, around what she's saying and the reaction of the people. There's no question about it. But you can't hang on every single word, then you get toward the end of what she's saying, and she explains it and turns it certainly turned it around. She didn't know that this was going to end up being on some website and end up costing her her job, I guess. So I have to believe that what she was saying is what she thought. And at the end, how she said, listen, hey, you know, then I took the opportunity to realize that it's not about, oh, the white people. It's about the people who have and the haves and the have-nots. So you have reacted to this story. We will hit the mailbag in our second hour. Plus, this is a good reminder, if you're hanging around for the second hour, coming up, the guru of all things collectible, Harry Rinker. You have stuff that you want to sell. You want to have a garage sale. You're looking for specific things. You're trying to put a price in your head on what something's worth. I'm telling you, he's the guy to call. I don't care what it is that you have, he can price it for you. Could be an old clock. You have no idea. You know it's some kind of antique. Could be worth nothing. Could actually be worth something. I'll tell you what, he's the guy who will tell you that. Remember how often on America Tonight we're telling you about the hidden things in legislation, because that's part of the deal. What will you give me if I vote for this? I need this for my constituents. It's not really put that way, but basically this will help the people that I represent. So, you know, what can you do for me? One of the things that was hidden, apparently, and I didn't realize this until it was pointed out, somebody did a story on it. It might have been ABC, I don't know, but somebody pointed it out, and that's why you go through all these provisions. Under this new health care reform legislation, supposedly it contains a provision that would tax gold coins and bullion transactions. And why this is, that's why it's like you always need these tax lawyers, right? The tax comes in a crazy obscure section of the tax code that deals with purchases by self-employed people and small businesses. Now, that's brutal. And the reason it's brutal is because, yes, there's a lot of people who do that with coins. It's a great break on the coin thing that you're able to do that. I can't tell you how many people told me that. Hey, you know, you're stuck in a situation, you need a few breaks here and there. Here's one of the areas that aren't taxed. So how about that? And starting on January 1st of 2012, so not this coming January, but 2012, small businesses and self-employed people are going to have to issue 1099 forms to track and report all that miscellaneous income with the services that are rendered basically by independent contractors or self-employed folks for every vendor who they do more than $600 worth of business in a year. Ooh. And of course, what's the reason there? It's more tax dollars. But I can tell you, I know people in small businesses who aren't making that much money who will really take it in the shorts on this. I mean, they really will. And the amount of tax forms that are going to have to be filled out. Ooh, talk to anyone in the coin industry. Whew. So, interestingly enough, and I guess this is why this came on the radar, there's a California congressman who's pushing some paper of his own to repeal that section of the health care bill that would push this new tax reporting requirement, because the compliance would unduly slam small businesses. Wow. I mean, you'd be buried in the paperwork. You really, honestly, you would. And for how much would the government net that would ultimately be worth it? I guess they think enough taxes are slipping through their fingers. And part of this goes back to the whole thing, the unemployment, the empty coffers, not getting as much money in from the IRS. That's what it is. So let's figure out another way to put this in there. That's why the proposal that I've heard a couple of people jump on in Washington to have to read the bills, to have a waiting period between the bills of being able to go through it, read it, whatever. I think that's a great thing, because I don't care how many aides you have and who's going over what. And I realize there's just a mountain of legislation. I mean, we've killed a few forests, certainly, in the Capitol. But I think it's too important to know, to have time to dissect whatever it is that's being proposed. And it would be so much better to have a wait period before votes on certain bills. I mean, you could argue, well, look, they argue back and forth forever. That's a wait period, but not a lot of times. All of a sudden, things get thrown in the end, and that's the problem. It's not read, and then that's what happens. You got somebody that wants to repeal. So now you go backwards. All right, this isn't backwards, but this is kind of interesting. The unemployment rate fell in 39 states in June. I might have already mentioned this because this came out the other day, but it's worth throwing it in there again because we're always hitting on that number. So the Labor Department is saying that the 39 states include also would be Washington, D.C., too. That's a little bit of a slight improvement. So only 21 states saw net job gains, though. That compares to the 41 the previous month, and it was the fewest for the year. So, of course, the decline reflects the layoffs of thousands of temp workers, which would mostly be census workers. That's why that fell in that direction. Quickly, with just a few minutes left in the show, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Slammin' Sammy.
How are you? How are you? ¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo se va?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Très bien.
There you go.
Yeah, hey, see, we took care of all three.
A little Spanish, a little French.
And just a slight, and slightly a little English.
There you go.
Okay, now here in Canada, we're about to have our, you know, they're going to, instead of having people knocking on the door with the census, they have it mailed to us. And what Stephen Harper, and we don't know why he's going to do this, he's sending a Reader's Digest version.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to cut out certain questions, and certain people, including the opposition parties, are not thrilled because it doesn't, you know, the diversity of the country and certain other things. He's saying, yeah, but, you know, but Harper says, do we have to know? You know, and it's, you know, you have to know the diversity, income levels, and things like that to figure out, you know, for job, you know, working programs in, excuse me, in the rest of the country. So I don't know what Harper's trying to do. We all know he's a jerk, but that's besides the point. But
I love that. We all know he's a jerk.
Yeah.
I'm going to clip this and send this to them, but it's good. It's free form. I love it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And you know, it's, you know, and trying to figure him out, you know, hurts my head. You know,
well, anyway. That's the whole thing. It doesn't matter. Politics is politics, no matter where you're calling from. It hurts all of our heads. Thanks, Sam. I'm going to leave you with this from St. Thomas More, who said, it was not he who deceived you, but rather you who deceived yourself.